I was allowed to stay temporarily 2 weeks of the new year in the house that my 15-year-old neighbor in my last apartment, his grandparents own, and which his uncle is renovating. I was staying with a 16-year-old boy who kicked me out because he wanted to celebrate New Year's with his friends. So I'm here now, and I've been thinking about, lots of things, the things I've been talking about in my other videos. And when it comes to, and I was talking to a Russian, is a European Russian who was talking about the difference between the sort of Soviet Russians and the pre-Soviet Russians, the European Russians, probably the ones who were fighting for the Tsar in the Civil War. But there, you do meet these European Russians. They're very open, and this was the first person I've met that, he resonate all the ideas we talk about resonate with him, and he was aware that viruses don't exist. He hadn't researched it or anything, but he figured the whole thing was a scam for control. And I asked him how, because I mean, very few people who have spontaneously, like us, come towards the truth. And I asked him what started him off there. And my hand is going to sleep and it will be painful, but I have to hold the phone up. He said it was flat earth. And I have to swear by all that's holy that the most inspiring thing to hear from somebody, for me, is that somebody had. Understands the concept of entertaining ideas and understands that there is no reason to be emotionally invested in an argument about whether or not the earth is flat or a sphere. And all this resonated with him. Of all the things to bring him online, I told him for me it was 9/11. He said for him it was flat earth. He's also a Christian, so the flat earth may be that connection there. Anyone who can entertain the concept, the idea of a flat earth and who entered into this quest from that point has the most potential. Because as I titled my book, Entertaining Beliefs, that's what it's all about. You should never become fixated. Jesus talked about idols, worshipping idols. The law becoming an idol, fixed in stone. It's not a living thing anymore. If you can entertain the idea of flat earth, and if that's actually the thing that brings you into the truth movement, then that's inspiring. That motivated me. It's very refreshing. Because as I say, I have no, matters nothing to me whether the earth is flat or a sphere. I'm happy to entertain both ideas and see where the arguments go. And the main question is, if the Earth is flat, why have they lied to us? Why is NASA and the Cult of Judah investing so much effort and energy into presenting the Earth as a sphere in space, hurtling through space, when it's actually a flat terrain? It's a flat earth, it's a disc world, and it's not moving, it's actually at the center of the universe, and the universe is spinning around it, and this is in my books and my videos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it comes down to the whole idea of ether, that there needs to be some primity, some primal property for which energy to propagate, for which pulses of energy to propagate at different frequencies to generate the reality as we experience it. Okay, but this video is about, I'm thinking, why should I live? What is there to live for? I was thinking about what can I know about death and what happens after? And what are the possibilities? And I was thinking about what could I do, actual action. What the politics, as Bismarck said, is the thing of the possible, whatever it is, anyway. But Bismarck talked about politics as what is it that's possible? Now, I don't have, most of you are as useless to me as the Cult of Judah, because you're so embedded in your sense of dominion and exclusive exceptional entitlement that you're going to continue to reproduce this universe no matter who's in charge. Yeah, you, the Cult of Judah are the natural manifestation, the representation of our collective will. It's that simple. The Cult of Judah is that. It panders to it, it promotes it, it feeds off it. It's like the flyers in Carlos Castaneda that feed off our will and desire, feed off our fear, but also feed off our desire for exclusive, exceptional entitlement and dominion, to use other sentient beings as mere means to our own ends, which naturally cannot ever not end up being that humans decide it's convenient to define other humans as less than human, and therefore coming under that entitlement of dominion. Remember the line in the sand, the Cult of Judah. When you accept the Cult of Judah's offer of dominion, you're accepting slavery to the Cult of Judah, because that's the fine print. That's the line in the sand keeps moving. Anyway, so my idea, I need people to work as hard as they normally do to get paid and laid in helping me with this simple question. What exactly is Bitcoin? What exactly is a digital currency? Is it a prime number? When we talk about mining for Bitcoin mining, are we actually generating large prime numbers? That's my understanding, very limited, of what actual Bitcoin is, that each individual Bitcoin is a large prime number, and this is why it takes more and more computer and power, generating power, to find the next number, next prime number, because you start with one, and as you progress, the numbers get larger and larger. That's my understanding. Please make a fucking effort. Now I'm angry, sorry. But if anybody out there made the same effort I made, yeah, if you made the same effort you make to get paid and laid to actually protect your freedom, yeah, there would be no problem in the first place. Everyone is still focused on getting paid and laid as if the world has not changed. And that's why the world won't change. It just keeps going around and around and around in the same cycle of slavery. So because my ambition is to set up a vegan Bitcoin, either a vegan Bitcoin, just a prime number and all the whole setup with security, which I don't understand, or a digital currency, which is backed by vegan products, backed by vegans, backed by vegan industry, backed by vegan commodities. In other words, a traditional digital currency, which is backed by only exclusively vegan products and vegan people. Or if it's different, and I don't understand, I don't claim to understand, but if there's something different about Bitcoin, if it's just simply mining for large prime numbers, then I need people to explain to me how to do that, because I want to set up a vegan Bitcoin or a vegan backed digital currency. As a pan, as a worldwide, as a cross-border virtual vegan republic, as the first stage to a vegan republic. Money is a service, yeah? And that's what Bitcoin is, a service. The vegan-backed digital currency is a different thing. It's like a gold-backed currency, which is really barter. But I want people who understand it better than I do, and I don't have access to Wi-Fi. I'm going to upload this from Maxima until Maxima Security kick me out. That's what I'm working at. Apart from getting to America to join a militia, the only thing I can think of that's really going to be of any value is this vegan digital currency, this vegan cryptocurrency, this vegan Bitcoin. If you do not understand that you must go vegan to escape this cycle, to escape history, then you're of no use to the future. Yeah, you're only ever going to reproduce the past. You won't be able to build a new future. And reading my books and watching my videos hopefully will bring you up to speed. If not, then bon voyage and fare ye well.